Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We got the Pogo crew here with you. We got Frank, Liz, and Jess. Let's get moving with Murphy's Law and beer. Murphy's Law on. All right, what's going on, everybody? Andrew Bedlam on the mic. We also got LCJ, Frank Mayhem, and Miss Liz. How the fuck you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Holy shit, Jinx.
Stereo.
Buy me a Coke, right?
Yo, so what about Jimmy Gestapo?
You got to talk in your mic.
Holy shit, is that guy like... Just, dude, it's Jimmy Gestapo.
What about the time I accidentally sexually harassed him?
I go a long time back with Jimmy Gestapo, and the first time I ever met Jimmy Gestapo was at Coney Island High, and somebody proceeded to take his glasses. So instead of just asking for his glasses back, the fucking guy at Popeye punches the shit out of this dude. That was my first impression of Jimmy Gestapo. I was like, yo, dude, holy shit. And then I met him.
But
like,
he is a lovely man.
He is a cool
guy.
Dude.
He is. Like, he's like one of the... Yeah, Jimmy...
Liz, how did you end up sexually harassing him?
I ended up sexually harassing Jimmy by accident. While I was at the front of the stage at the Stanhope House, and there was a pit behind me. And he goes to hand me a PBR so I can take a sip of his PBR. He's being so nice to me. And I'm just knocked right into him with my hand. Wide open, palm going forward. And all it is me grabbing his crotch.
I'm sure he minded. I'm sure...
I'm sure he did not mind at all.
I was being sarcastic.
And this is before he handed the beer to me also, so... I grab his crotch.
Is this prostitution now?
He still hands me the beer.
Is this prostitution?
And I take a sip.
It could have had something to do with it. It was the most haunted nightclub in the East Coast.
I love that.
The ghost made Liz grab Jimmy Gestapo.
Now, you saw him at the Stanhope House, and the last time anyone seen Niblick play was also at the Stanhope House. Now,
oh, yeah. Hey, was that at that Oi?
To the World?
Yeah. Holy shit, right? Another great story.
Were we there?
I remember when I was first getting with Liz, I was like, yo, we're going to go check out this New Jersey Oi show. And she's like, oh, well, what can I expect? I'm like, you can expect a lot of drinking followed by a fuck ton of fighting.
And
she's like,
broken.
Oh, you're full of shit. And then windows are getting broken. People are getting beat up.
The window gets broken.
Yep.
The cops are called.
And once the cops are called, it's time to go away. Right? Once them cops get called, you got to go away. With some Niblick Hembang coming straight out of Jersey. That's how we do it on Pogo.
How we do it.
Jersey represents. You guys can have some of Harpo and Terry's food at Pogo and in a Park going down August 4th with I'm Hungry.
The I'm Hungry food truck.
Get there, bitches.
Granola is the shit.
Just leave me alone.
Niblick on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Now, once again, we are having Pogoing in the Park going down August 4th with Crazy in the Brains, Blank 77, Despised New Jersey, Death Wish Birdie, Anti-Citizen, Skin Sect, Angry Youth, South Class Veterans, The Road Sodas, and the Ice Cold Killers. Everything kicking off 11:30 a.m. I'm Hungry Food Truck catering the event, as well as Bananarama coming with some dessert. That's some whipped banana cream, which is basically a vegan take on ice cream from what I believe. And they're going to have 13 different flavors. It's going to be banging. Both of the food trucks will be taking a portion of the money, donating it to the cause, being Alex's Lemonade Stand. Also, all the proceeds from the raffle will the awesome raffle with the Dead Boys tickets, the Yankees tickets, the Vibrators tickets, the records, Vibrator, the signed records, the t-shirts, the gift certificates, and all the proceeds going to Alex's Lemonade Stand, which is a charity for children's cancer research. But now, we didn't really get too heavy into the introductions, so we got Frank. And now, you guys have heard me talk about Frank before. Frank Mayhem, you know, was the Main Street Mayhem, and also 21 Rounds. Now, actually, the last time we played this song, Frank, I was talking about how you told me that you had to change the chorus when you guys started doing it as 21 Rounds because you didn't remember the words to the second line of the chorus.
Sounds about right.
I can't confirm or deny that statement. I really can't.
That may or may not be true.
I think everything's legit. Now. Like, honestly, I think it's okay. It's all good. I don't know.
This is what I believe, right?
Frank
in the
was
version,
having a good time.
In the charged fucking Punks Unite version, right? I believe you say Friday night is party night, drink the week out of sight. Then after that you say, I think you say, piss on the cops, don't
pay
your
the
fines.
Fine. Yes, like fuck your drinking fines. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. But with 21 Rounds, I think that was the part you couldn't figure out and you had to
forget that. That
you
was like
told
one
me
of my
you had to
parts.
Change it to fucking get some weed, I'll be all right. Ah.
Oh
yeah, I'm right.
Right. I kind of know what you're saying,
the
right?
The band's
right.
Better than the members.
Listen, I know what you're saying and I switched it up, but only because, whatever, for reasons I don't want to discuss on the radio. But, yo, I remembered the lyrics.
Everybody evolves.
I might have changed them because that's what you do.
Let's get to it now. Here's Main Street Mayhem coming off Punks Unite, International Chaos.
Bye.
We're going to get to one for LCJ with the Strike and Victory. That was the Strike with Victims on. Now, why don't we just keep the tunes rocking for a minute? Let's get to some Peter and the Test Tube Babies with Up Your Bum. Pretty sure 21 Rounds. I'm pretty sure 21 Rounds played with Peter and the Test Tube Babies at the Sterling Hotel in 2004. We're gonna figure out when Frank gets out of there.
I want to say you're right.
I think I'm right.
I was definitely still in high school for that, but I'm pretty sure I was there.
Yeah, talking there better.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
You hear yourself.
See. See.
I definitely did not graduate high school yet, but I'm pretty sure I was at that show. It was pretty wild.
Frank, you guys played with Peter and the Test Tube Babies at the Sterling Hotel, right? I am a genius.
Yep, all
right, but here's the thing. I wasn't a genius then because fucking what ended up happening, right? I bought these tickets from Frank in advance, right? And the show came and I could not find the tickets. And we found them the next morning. We found the tickets the next morning.
You'll never meet like a bunch of crazier dudes.
Peter.
Of course,
we're getting to Up Your Bum. All right, that was Peter and the Test Tube Babies. Now, we're going to get to New York, New Jersey, you know, Chaos Punk.
It's New Jersey.
That's what I say, and there's the casualties in New York. And I'm like,
no,
I think
no. I just, you know what I hate? Those assholes who are like, yo, are you from Jersey? Nobody fucking says that, you douchebag.
No, 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 douche.
It's New Jersey, dude. New Jersey. It's New Jersey. It's not New Jersey. Or New Jersey. Fuck you. I hate that shit.
Jersey.
All right. It's fucking New Jersey.
Well, we're going to get to Underground Army, a album that got the casualties and, you know, a little bit of controversy.
No. Don't play that. Don't play that.
That was a great song.
Whatever. I'm like
the fucking Threats cover. It was a good song.
Not that
one. Awesome.
Not the one you were gonna
I'm
play.
Gonna play. Which one should we play? Rejected and Unwanted. That's what I was gonna.
You
play.
You know what? Play them both.
Why not? We'll do a two for the casualties.
Because honestly, like, I didn't know about the Threats until this album came out.
I didn't know about the Threats until this. Until I got this album, I'm dead straight.
I was like, holy shit, this band rocks. I'm so glad this record, Underground Army, came out because I was a little naive. I didn't know who the fucking Threats were, and I didn't know that was a Threats cover. And then I learned about
Everybody thought it was a Casualty song.
Yeah, people who didn't, because back then,
there
was no internet. So if you weren't in the know, you weren't in the know. You didn't know shit.
And there was no internet, nothing existed.
Anyway, what I'm saying is, like, they released a song, and I'm like, I found out about this band called The Threats. Fucking love them. Dude, they turned into one of my favorite bands. All
right, so because we're talking about that song so much, let's play that one first. We're going to get... Let me change this up a little. We're going to get to the Casualties covering The Threats with the track Underground Army.
I'm not afraid to die.
The Casualty. Pogo City motherfucking radio. Now, then people sitting back there, well, the underground army. You guys, that's Frank and who from Mainstream Mayhem.
And our friend Josh from The Disobeyed.
Oh, he wasn't in Mainstream. He was in Disobeyed.
No, he was in Disobeyed, and he was in another band, too. Oh, he was in the fucking... Wait a minute. I don't want to say nothing because I might be wrong.
Okay. He was in one of those bands.
He might have been in the Boy Scouts for a minute.
Frank
but I
might be wrong
that.
For a hot minute.
We'll have to ask. Gabe, that's his, I was like, who do we like? Who's our Boy Scouts correspondent? All right, but yeah, we were also talking about Rejected Unwanted. Now, Frank, you guys do the backing vocals on the whole album, right?
Yeah.
And that
kids is when you're 17, how you almost lose your paying job.
You got to talk in your microphone more if you want the kids
it's
to hear you.
It's a Burger King paying job.
Anyway, that kids is when you're 17. That's a good way to lose your job is go record a punk rock record. It's worth
when
it.
When you're 17,
you
don't worry about
no, I didn't. Only because I was able to talk my way
out
of it.
Do you want
to
tell everybody the excuse that you used?
We were in a car accident.
Both of you.
Both of us. And we were stuck in like the city or some shit like that. I can't remember where. But we were record shopping and somebody rear-ended us.
They worked at the same job.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. We can't come into work.
They said they were both in a car accident.
We both got rear-ended in the city.
It's not that unbelievable to have like two punk rockers record shopping. I was like, we were record shopping and somebody rear-ended us.
Is it weird when a girl says it?
All right, let's get to Johnny Cray's bass intro right here. Casualties, Rejected Unwanted. That was The Casualties. Let's get with Blitz covering David Bowie with Suffragette City. Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. We'll be right back. Fun times. Fun times. I'm telling you guys, the conversations you're not hearing are five times better than the conversations you are hearing.
I'm so sorry.
Whole lot more uncensored when these mics are muted. But let's get to a band who played last year's Take This Bird and Shove It Fest.
Oh,
shit. Play this one for that son of a bitch, Sean Bedlam, who's not here, that rat bastard. Boo!
Boo!
This brings back some memories. This is old.
Shove this job.
When the Punks.
I remember watching UKDK. This band was on it. Yeah, it was great.
I always watched the Chaos UK part.
Dude, I used to watch that shit all the time.
The Chaos UK part is always what I watched.
Yeah, no security.
Chaos UK, coming off the first single, Burning Britain, here's Kill Your Baby.
Farmyard Boogie.
My favorite. We'll be right back. All right, we got that rat bastard Sean Bedlam here.
Finally.
How you doing?
Yeah, finally. That's what I might have just.
At least we want you to come.
Yeah, yeah.
We could yell at you for being here instead.
Fuck,
you
know what Sean's mean? Here.
This son of a bitch.
If you didn't want me here, like, what are you? You should have showed up on time, though.
Well, he finally brought some more mixer, and we have two bottles of vodka, and we had like
good thing you're not a
small like can of Coke, fired. And then like enough orange juice, enough Sunny D to make a single screwdriver.
That
so
goes for
everybody
Liz
brought
too.
Vodka, but no
if
mixer.
Liz
so Sean
was my employee, she'd be fired.
For what?
She's like, I'm late, and I'm like, go fuck yourself. You ain't late. Nobody's ever late. You ain't late. Don't come to work.
I was late today.
You called me once, and you're like, I got a flat tire, and I'm like, okay. That's, like, understandable. But I end up 3 minutes to work every day because of 22 traffic. So yeah, leave a couple minutes earlier. I ain't doing
I started
that.
Working an hour later. I started working an hour later, and I can't leave just, like, I can't leave only an hour earlier. I got to leave, like, an hour and 10 minutes earlier because the traffic is worse. How did we get on getting to work on time, though?
I have
anyone,
no idea.
Anyone?
Yeah, I don't know anyone. Either.
But we should follow it up with I can't make it on time by the
Sean
hormones.
Was late. Because Sean was late.
Right. Yeah, because I was getting fucking mixers for you guys.
Who the fuck do you think bitch. You're talking to?
You motherfucker.
All right, we're going to see if we can find a decent version of a little twofer from Chaos UK. Fucking
Farmyard Boogie.
I works on Boogie. Me farm.
The best is if you can watch the video while you're listening to the song.
I think we can. I gotta find this shit.
I saw Chaos UK once, and they came out on stage, and everybody was like, "No security, 4 minute warning, blah 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 blah."
Victimized.
And like, "Fuck you, we ain't playing a fucking thing you want to hear, and we're just gonna play whatever the fuck we want." And they did, and I think I went home. And I went to clear my ears, and there was some blood in them. That's the sign of a good show.
Hell yeah.
They don't, sons of
they
bitches.
Were so loud, I couldn't hear right for like 2 weeks.
Keep talking about Chaos UK, because this fucking Farmyard Boogie is harder to find.
He came out in a halter top shirt that said slut. And he had a missing
who was the singer at the time?
I was like, yo, we are in for the treat.
Who was the singer at the time? Because they've had a lot of singers, right?
From Farmyard Boogie.
They had a lot of singers, yeah. Right? The bald dude.
I don't know their names. I'm not that old.
The one dude's Chaos the General. That's what he was listed as in the album credits. I'm pretty sure the bald guy
like
is Chaos the General.
The original singer, dude, because they all kind of like, if you take the haircut away, they look the same.
Yeah, the ones got the, like, the no security
one. The one's got a
one.
Mohawk
yeah.
And the one doesn't, but they all kind of look the same.
Fucking the Farmyard Boogie. Farmyard Boogie.
This is a nice, fun song. Like, if you're hanging out.
Should I play the long ass live version? I love it. It's
I like the
so
ones
obnoxious.
With the glasses.
That's my favorite one. Yeah, that's what I mean.
You
it's
say all the time,
so
though. You're like,
obnoxious.
Don't tell me to play songs
that
are
over
fucking
like 2.5
live.
Minutes.
Yeah,
but I'll play
versions.
A 7 minute live version of Farmyard Boogie.
Fucking ass.
And
it's
now
awesome. It's
you're going to hear it. He's got some big ass 3D glasses on.
And
he's
look,
got some
and then
big
it lines
3Ds.
Up a bunch of other great songs like right in a row. You could just play them on end.
He's got the 3D glasses and umbrella.
Wait a minute. We
got
to wait 4 seconds to skip the ad.
Very weird.
What?
Here's some Chaos UK live.
Singing the Farmyard Boogie. So it's a bit of a wet farm. Anyway, this next number is called Farmyard Boogie, and we are in the band, the boys in the band, dedicate this number to young Taff over there, or over wherever he is. Can't see a bloody thing. Candles. Anyway, it goes something like this. I know it's a light farm, I love you.
for it. Wait for it. Gene Kelly. Gene Kelly, ladies and gentlemen. Singing in the rain. All right, here we go again. On command. One, two, three, four.
Josh is pulling a real Sean tonight.
I'm here more than Josh is. Or at least I'm here and I'm awake more than Josh is.
I had to talk some sense into that boy this week. He's fucking Josh. Josh putting his big boy pants on. And he's fucking, he's going out camping this weekend. And I think he's supposed to start work again next week. So he fucking was getting his house all set up today. I think he went to bed early. He's going camping tomorrow, and then he's going back to work. It's about fucking time.
Yeah,
I went to his house, and I was like, dude, get the fuck up and go to work. I was like, get up and go to work, you piece of shit. I have to play some wretched ones now. I'm not even joking. I definitely walked in his house on Monday, and I was like, dude,
play
stop with this
play
bullshit.
Overtime, because he probably
stop
needs to work
with
some.
This bullshit. Fucking.
Play overtime.
Yeah, let's get some wretched ones. Overtime for that crusty fuck Josh. Of course, the crusty fuck doesn't want to work, right? He's got the best job out of all of us, and he doesn't want to work. What
he actually like does something that he like learned how to do. Didn't like he went to school for like being
well,
a carpenter
union,
or something.
Yeah.
So he's actually doing something he likes doing. Like he built the stage for fucking
union workers
in the park and that shit.
He's not
and
a
he
local
hasn't been
he's
to work.
Trade union. Yeah, trade
he hasn't
union,
been
yeah.
to work in fucking months.
Not in, since
he fucked up
March,
his leg.
Since
yeah.
March. St. Patrick's Day when he broke his leg at the Murphy's
yeah,
Law Show.
Yeah.
He was crawling into my room in the middle of the night. We are fucking hammered. Comes crawling into my room in the middle of the night, like crying. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? He got thrown out of the show, right? And then he disappeared. I called him an Uber, right? I found him wandering through the circle, right? I fucking throw him in this Uber, tell him to go back to my house. He gets up here. He's passed out when we come. Then I pass out. Josh crawls up the stairs. He goes, dude, you gotta get upstairs and get me a beer, man. I'm getting the shakes. I'm like, shut the fuck up and get your own goddamn beer. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. He's like, dude, I broke my leg. I can't walk. Dude, he ain't been to work since.
Yeah. He has not. We all
we
had
love
to
you,
endure.
Josh.
Yeah.
We love you, Josh.
He bitched about his leg for like a really long time, though.
He did. He did.
A
he
really
did.
Long time.
Which one did we want to play?
I said Overtime.
Overtime. First track on the album. See, now, it's funny, right? I played this song, and fucking somebody was yelling at me. They were like, you always play, like, these Wretched One songs. I was like, this shit came out in 96. They were saying it was new. I was like, this shit came out in 96, dude.
They're not even a band anymore, so it can't be new.
Here's the Wretched Ones with Overtime. Please give me part when he goes, please give me. Why is this not stopping? Stop. All right, this is Nibbly Kenbane.
All right.
With Hoodlum. Getting a little annoyed.
Sorry,
this goes on.
That's not
this
stopping.
This is the Sky Bacher.
Because, wow.
Wednesday's weather still with Friday. Don't throw my kid, take a bull ride. Still see you now with his boy. Ready to fight, make it all angry. One, two, he won't take no shit. Got his own watching like he's striking his lips. Never love for his new winter on. From an era 40 years gone. Still a hoodlum after all these years. Ain't so tough guy, no tears. Used to be a bad man, he used to run a muck. Now just a dirty old fuck. He's on God, but he won't forget. Doesn't give a fuck about this and that. Doesn't want to hear what you have to say. Well, let the life of the day. Found his bitch, he's a happy old prick. Knows he's thinking too about being a dick. Doesn't care if he's wrong or right. Stuck in a 50 for life. Still a hoodlum after all these years. Hey, tough guy, no tears. He used to be a bad man, he used to run a mark. Now just a dirty old fuck. See him now with his boy. Ready to fight, make it all hang on. Right to where he won't take no shit. Got his own watch, him up, striking his whips. Memories of boy still linger on. From an era 40 years gone. Still open after all these years. Hey, don't die, no tears. Used to be a bad man, he used to run a bar. Now just a dirty old bar. Still a hoodlum after all these years. Still
Hell fuck.
Some fucking Niblick Henman. Second one tonight. We're getting some requests for some Crisis Identity. Some Crisis Identity.
Good song.
Let's dedicate this one
to
them
bastards.
There
ain't nobody out there telling me that fuck the 90s, Here's a Noise wasn't one of the pinnacle
punk albums of the 90s.
Ever.
Great album.
All time. Like, seriously, hammered it down.
Fucking, we'll dedicate this one to them bastards from P-Berg in the Parasitics. Here's Oxymoron with Crisis Identity. Rock! I was just saying, Oxymoron, the Dvotchkas, and fucking Antidote remind me of in school suspension in high school.
Yeah.
I can remember being in there and having those three CDs in my Walkman and listening to them for like 2 weeks.
So
straight.
This is Freedom reminds me of in school suspension.
So it's like
I can't remember what other ones.
Yo, next song coming up. Though.
I went to Easton.
I can tell you the truth. I've met some crazy ass motherfuckers, but I've never met any crazy ass motherfuckers. Like these guys.
Sorry, I went to
Antidote,
before.
Fucking crazy. Love them. The song's called My Government's a Farce.
Fuck yeah.
Now, social concerns are solutions. That's just a media blitz. Whatever, whatever, a government that only cares about the rich. My government is a farce. 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 My government is a fucking farce.
Let's get to Charlie and the UK sub. All right, we've been doing a lot of talking, so let's give you guys another track. Let's get to some GBH.
Wait,
keeping it in the
about?
UK.
I had something
with some diplomatic immunity.
I'll fucking straighten the fuck up, Liz. Your fucking cocky accent, you fucking motherfucker.
Everybody, we just had two classic British bands for you there, the UK subs and GBH. Now GBH just played up in Philly with the New York Relics and what was it, Hudson Falcons we saw there?
No,
Legion 76.
No,
Who was it?
Pinata protest.
One of them three bands I just said.
Legion 76. Legion 76 didn't play that show either.
Yeah,
I missed the show. You know what sucks, dude? That was like.
So did I.
That was only the second GBH tour I've missed since, like, I want to say 99.
99.
Dude, I'll go see.
So we're going 20 years.
That's awesome.
It was the New York Relics, GBH, Pinata Protest, and somebody else.
And Legion 76.
The first time I ever went to go see
GBH. Hudson Falcons. What about GBH when you saw them?
So the first time I ever went to go see GBH, I was with my friend. And, yo, we were underage. It was 21 and over. I think I was 13. He was probably 15. I'm not going to mention any names. He knows who he is. So we're sitting there. We're trying to get into GBH. And here comes one of the band members from the opening band. And he's like, hey, how's it going? And we're like, it's going okay, dude. And he's like, you want to know who I am? And we're like, no, not really.
Not particularly.
He's like,
Thunder and Glory.
I'm from such and such a band, and my name is Murdering Fred. And my friend was like, who the fuck cares, right? And he's like, my name's Murdering Fred. And got all pissed. And my friend got a little skeptical. Like, I understand. I would have, too. So, anyway, the fact of the matter is we couldn't get into the show because it was 18 and over, and we were 14, and he was 16. So this kid comes up to us, and I'll never forget his name. His name is Rat Bones, and for the love of me, I'm pretty sure
he lives
in New York City now and goes by Rat Bones and sells his toys at Thompson Square Park. Anyway, he comes up to us. He's like, I heard you can't get into the show. He's like, my name's Rat Bones. He's like, I'm going to help you out. So Sir Rat Bones goes, and he knocks on the tour bus at GBH. I'm 13 years old. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? This is crazy. And out, this guy pops his head out the door. He's like, what do you want? And he's like, well, my name's Rat Bones. And he's like, my friends here, they have a little problem. They're underage and they can't get into your show. And the head pops out the door again. He's like, give me a minute. So about 3 minutes later, this guy, Colin from GBH, walks out and he's like, so I heard you can't get into our show. And I'm like, yeah, we're kind of in a pickle. At the end of the day, we got into the show as their children. On the guest list.
That was really awesome.
That was my introduction to GBH. And I forever, like, my favorite punk rock band. There's number one. Nobody beats them. GBH is the best shit
they
ever.
Kick ass.
Now, we're playing
really
another
do.
One of your favorite bands up next. Another classic UK 82 band.
Wait,
I know LCJ loves them.
Yes, I do. LCJ. I know Sean loves this band, too.
And everybody knows.
And everybody loves
I don't know
band,
who you're talking about right now.
Except for Andrew.
Wait. Is this, are we playing the Verruckers?
Oh, the Verruckers?
Hey,
the Verruckers.
All
right.
The Verruckers, too. You want to hear my story
after
about the Verruckers?
Yeah, yeah. Afterwards. Yeah, definitely. All right. So we're going to get to the Verruckers up next.
And we want to hear last year's youth Yabu Bullocks.
You guys said you wanted to hear the Verruckers, and I don't know why they're not playing.
Because they want to play last year's youth.
No, let's play We Hint at Things Nuclear. We'll be right back.
All right, motherfuckers are getting drunk in Pogo City Radio. There's been tons of technical difficulties. So
technical
let's just play some motherfucking... How
about
we play...
I suggest after whatever you play, we play the Manics.
All right, we'll get to the Manics. But I have Mike Blanks and the Stabs Can't Take It, so here they are now.
Does that count as the Blanks pick?
We can do another Blanks one. This is the Stabs.
That was my name, bitch, and I'd call it out proudly. I'd be like, Renee!
All right, let's get to Blitz Fatigue. Jesus fucking Christ, why does the world hate me so much? Why does the world hate me so goddamn much? All right, we're not going to get to Blitz because we already played Blitz.
I want to hear.
What did you want to hear? What are we
going to
do?
Any Heroes. Yeah.
Anti-Heroes.
I love this fucking band.
And Anti-Heroes poster somewhere in here. One
like
of the TKO.
Some bullshit like
one
that.
Of the TKO releases.
Jennifer, that's a good song.
I'm totally surprised. What's the one? Anti-Heroes.
I like it.
We can be traditional and play Fuck Hollywood, but that's
yeah, that's like the most classic.
Hold on, wait,
probably.
Go to American Pie.
That's what I have. I have the American Pie poster. Yeah.
Go to. Heroes and Zeros. That's a good song. And so is On the Streets Again.
Here's Anti-Heroes with Heroes and Zeros.
Japanese
That was fucking anti-heroes. People here are fucking drunk. What the fuck was I just going to play? I had something on my mind. We are very much so not
paying mic on?
Yeah, attention. Let's get to some LCB with Addicted to Oi.
Oi, oi, oi.
Get your hair cut.
Oi, oi, get your own cup.
I'm Pogo City Radio. Fuck all that shit. Go fuck your mother. You're lucky I played the Verruckers. I'm not playing Who Killed Spiky Jacket.
Who anally raped Spiky Jacket?
I don't like them that much.
No, I want to play
Go into the archives and you can hear all about it.
Oh, let's play a real punk rock band.
That's my opinion, too. Oh, let's
go
play
to
a
the
real
archives.
Let's get to some last year's
songs called Yabu Bullocks. Love this shit.
Hell yeah.
The title is You Ain't Fucking
Yabu. Oh yeah, fuck yeah, we'll do that.
Yabu. Yabu. Thank you.
resident Spanish teacher. Then you need to teach it to me because I work with a lot of Spanish-speaking people.
I used to